This podcast was recorded on the lands of the Boonwurrung people of the Kulin Nation, the land on which we're lucky enough to raise our sons and daughters. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Hello and welcome to Tits and Tricks, Ready or Not's bite-sized, tip-based podcast helping you to make work work. I'm Loz, and today we're diving into a topic that might seem counterintuitive but can be incredibly strategic. Why you should consider applying for full-time roles even if you're aiming for part-time work. This is a question that comes through to our DMs so many times that I've lost count. Usually, it looks something like this. Help, I need a part-time job. Help, why are there no part-time jobs? Help, I'm looking for part-time jobs, but I can't find any. Help, I'm wanting to negotiate a three-day work week. All of these topics I've rolled into one, and it comes back to the fact that if you're looking for a job, do not discount yourself if you're wanting part-time work by ruling out full-time roles. Let's get into why. Number one, applying for a full-time role allows you to expand your opportunities. Full-time roles can significantly broaden your job search and open up far more opportunities than if you typed into LinkedIn or Seek part-time roles. Chances are you'll find very, very few, or they will be so junior, or the competition for those roles will be so enormous that when you go to look to apply, there's like 750 applicants before you. Many companies are willing to negotiate flexible working arrangements for the right candidate. And trust me, the right people with the right skills and the right cultural fit are really hard to find. By applying for full-time positions, you can increase your chances of landing a job that could potentially be converted into a part-time role or offer a flexible schedule. When you are applying for full-time roles, you're also casting a way wider net. So many positions are initially listed as full-time, but that doesn't mean that they're set in stone. So by applying for full-time roles, you open up way more opportunities to actually get your foot in the door of companies that might otherwise be completely out of reach. Number two, understand the market. Applying for full-time roles gives you a way better understanding of the job market and what's available. You might discover opportunities that you hadn't considered before, or roles that offer benefits and career growth that you can't get with part-time positions. It is all about knowing what's out there. Number three, showcase your value first. In the initial stages of the hiring process, so whether it's via your CV, and we have a whole other episode on how to position parental leave on your CV, or whether you're at an interview stage, focus on showcasing your skills, your experience, and how you will add value to the company that you're applying for. This is your chance to make a strong impression. By demonstrating your worth and the unique benefits that you bring to the table, you're setting yourself up for a far better negotiating position later on. Number four, a little bit controversial, use the final interview to negotiate. My personal opinion, and this is not everybody's, and by no means am I like an expert career coach or anything like that. This is more so what I think works time and time again. Once you've made it to the final interview, you have already proven that you're a strong candidate. Most likely, you're the preferred candidate. And on that, it's okay to ask, hey, am I the preferred candidate? Because at that stage, it'll be you or someone else. And the only answer to that is yes or no. Removes all ambiguity from the process. This is the perfect time to bring up your preference for a part-time role. So approach the topic professionally and frame it in a way to enhance your productivity and work-life balance. You might even say something like, I am so excited about this opportunity. I'm really brought into the business mission. I love the team. I believe I can bring a lot of value to the team. I was wondering if there's flexibility, I wouldn't even say the words part-time, for a four-day arrangement, or for a three-day-a-week arrangement, or for a nine-day fortnight arrangement. You don't ask, you don't get. Number five, think about career growth. Whether we like it or not, full-time positions do often come with more significant career advancement opportunities. Even if you're looking for a part-time role now, applying for a full-time role can set you up for future growth. So if circumstances change, you might find that a full-time role with a flexible schedule could align better with your long-term career goals. Also, don't forget, what most likely will happen is if you negotiate less hours, that full-time role hasn't changed. So you are still doing the entirety, I would assume, unless you can negotiate otherwise, you're still doing the entirety of that position description in a smaller amount of days. So in terms of progressing, you're still doing a full-time role. It's just that your hours are a bit different, which is one drawback that I would really push you to negotiate and consider when you do ask for part-time hours. Does that mean a reduction in workload? That can be a topic for another day. Number six, gain experience and skills. Even if you're set on part-time work, applying for full-time positions can help you gain valuable experience and skills. So interviews and job applications provide a great opportunity to brush up on your resume, improve your interview skills, which is huge. Interviewing is genuinely a skill, and it will also help you better understand what employers are looking for. Never think that you are wasting your time or wasting somebody else's time by attending an interview. It is such great practice. It is also as much about the employer as it is about you. It's a good opportunity for you to ask the questions and see if it's the right fit for you as well. Number seven, be open to compromise. Flexibility does go both ways. So be prepared to negotiate and explore different options. Perhaps a part-time role could start as full-time with a planned transition or vice versa. Or maybe there's room for a flexible schedule rather than a strict part-time arrangement. So the key is to find a solution that's going to work for both parties. One thing that I have seen be successful time and time again is putting a time block or like a performance review around part-time hours. So for example, let's say you went for a full-time role, you wanted 4 days a week or you wanted 3 days a week. What you could negotiate is something along the lines of this. I know that I can add value in the following way. I know that I'm a great team fit and I can really increase productivity and morale amongst the team. My proposal would be, could we start for the first 3 months as this role being a 3 day a week role? And I will check in with management every week to make sure that my performance is meeting, if not exceeding expectations. And at the end of those 3 months, I'd love to have a meeting about whether it's something that can be maintained. So whether I either increase my days or whether I can stay in the same format, so 3 days a week, or whether it's not working for the business. 9 out of 10 times, I would say even just by thinking about that and putting it forward to management shows that you're thinking about the best case scenario for your employer. You're putting them first in a way. You're saying to them, I believe in my own abilities, but I want you to believe in them too. Let's trial this period and review it. Number nine, keep the communication open. As I touched on before, throughout the negotiation process, maintain open and positive communication. Show that you're enthusiastic about the role in the company and express your willingness to find a workable solution. It should go without saying, but I'll say it anyway, a positive attitude can go a long way in reaching an agreement. And number 10, if you're following the above steps and you're not getting traction, consider contract or freelance opportunities. Blessing in disguise sometimes. If a part-time role isn't feasible, consider negotiating a contract or a freelance agreement with the employer that you've applied for. Or perhaps you scratch that and you're at a stage in life where you're like, I don't know what I want to do next. Freelancing is great. Is it stable? No. Does it open up a wealth of opportunities? Yes. It's just about getting your foot in the door. It can provide the flexibility that you need while still allowing you to work within the company that you've applied for or other companies. And it's a great way to stay involved without committing to a full-time position. It may not be the right option for you, but it is definitely an option. Never be afraid of considering a contract or a freelance opportunity, even if it's for a short period of time, just to kind of boost your confidence and get you back into the workforce. So there you have it. That's some compelling reasons to apply for full-time roles, even if you're aiming for part-time work. By expanding your search, negotiating effectively, and keeping an open mind, you will find the right fit that meets your needs and career aspirations. Until next time, keep exploring opportunities, stay confident. If you have a CV that you would like to send through, I genuinely love looking at them, so I'm always happy to help. And don't forget, you're doing a bloody amazing job.